The Art and Industry of Business and Living podcast, discussing conscious choices around business, money, life and living, and creating a greater future for you and the planet.
Welcome to this podcast, this amazing podcast that I am, just had to shut up one of the people that was coming on there. Miss Paula Peralta, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And Wes, what's your last name?
Pullen.
Pullen. Oh, that's right, Wesley Pullen. Because you know what, I have Wes South Africa written in my phone, as one does, you know. So Wesley Pullen. So, and Wes is from South Africa, and Paula is in Los Angeles at the moment. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, Ian, we are doing a podcast today about interesting point of view. And interesting point of view is one of the tools that we refer to in Access Consciousness. Now, how do you use interesting point of view? One of you guys want to talk about this?
Well, how don't you use interesting point of view is probably the easier question to answer, because you can use this tool with everything. For me, like when I start looking at interesting point of view, we always have those moments when in really any situation where things kind of like come up. I say get crunchy a lot, but it's like when it gets crunchy, that tells me that there's a point of view in place. So that's where I can start to use interesting point of view as a tool to like shift the energy, move it, ask a question, like what point of view do I have here? that the way that I think about interesting point of view is really if you flip something like 180 degrees and then flip it again 180 degrees, like, or even like 90 degrees at a time. And you just, if you're looking at something from only one point of view, like you can only ever see that side. Like you can only ever see that side of the problem. You can only see that side of the or what you've decided is the problem and that side of the possibility. Whereas if you can even like turn it a little bit, or turn it a little bit more, you can start to see like the full breadth of whatever you're
that's
looking at.
That's a really great way to look at it. That really gave me the visual, because you know, if you're listening to this now and it's like whatever is in front of you, like even, I mean, not that you're out driving, because most of the place isn't allowed to drive. It's so funny what you can refer to now in this reality, but it's like, even like say you were, picture went before when you were in traffic. And you're in traffic and it's like you go, oh, I'm in traffic and this traffic isn't moving. Okay, that's a fixed point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view and allows something to change. So then if you know, maybe the traffic light changes and, you know, it goes green and there's a whole lot of people turn off or something like that. And it's like it lessens the traffic. But every time you have a fixed point of view and you go, this isn't working, or there's too much traffic or whatever that is, and it's like then it limits what can show up. Whereas when you're functioning from interesting point of view, and I like the way you say that, when you just turn something slightly, then it creates a different possibility showing up. And to me, that's what this tool is about. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view, is allowing a different possibility to show up, not just what you've decided is the right point of view or the fixed point of view or the logical point of view. It's like different possibility available.
And I love that. I love the analogy, the traffic analogy that you just made, because for example, if you're 20 cars back, your awareness of how quickly or how slowly the traffic is or is not moving is going to be different than if you're 10 cars up, than if you're the first car that's in front of that stoplight, because that as soon as that light turns green, you may be 20 cars back and it's going to take you longer to start moving than it is the person that's sitting right at the green light. So is your point of view wrong? No, it's just a different point of view. But the point is with this tool is that there are 19 other cars worth in front of you of possibilities that you're not even willing to be aware of because you're so stuck in the point of view about what car 20 is doing.
Yes. And I also see that so many people do this predictable future, whereas now more than ever, there is no predictable future. There never was a predictable future. Just giving you that information, even though you thought you were living in a predictable life, you were not. And now more than ever, you are truly not living have a predictable future. And you need to be an interesting point of view. I mean, whereas you're in South Africa at the moment, right? And you're in total lockdown?
Yeah, total lockdown.
Okay, so what's going on there? And can you talk about how you can use that tool of interesting point of view with being in total lockdown?
Well, it's funny, like being in total lockdown and living alone now with just my animals, it's like kind of showing me a lot of me if you know what I mean. And it's revealing to me the judgments that I have of myself that I've never looked at yet. Like those real secret hidden judgments that I've had of myself. And they come up during the days when I'm like all alone, you know, whereas before I would go out to the shops and I would be busy with something. Now it's like, oh, I'm not creating. I'm not sitting at my laptop. I'm not working. I'm not making any money. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Oh, I'm fucking lazy. I'm not working. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. So that's what's been coming up for me during this lockdown lately.
It is interesting in being really present with what's going on. Because, I mean, I've been in, you know, it's so funny. You would think that you're in 14 days of self-quarantine that you would know what number of day it is. And I think by about day five, numbers, the days just become like all into one. Like Mark and Francesca and Sarah, people that I work with, we were all on the same flight. So we are all on the same day. And yesterday Mark sends this video and he goes, day nine. And I'm like, not day nine. It's like day 12 or something. It's like, and I had to go and count. And then I ring them and I was like, no, no, we got home on this day. It's like, but everything just like bleeds into each other and time becomes really irrelevant. Whereas for me, like I've noticed that my days before I would be like, oh, I'm doing this at this time, this time. I mean, I still have meetings and classes and things like that, but the way I had made time mean anything has become very irrelevant and it's become an interesting point of view. So I get the changes that are occurring in the world at the moment. It's like it being interesting point of view is such a great tool to be using right now. I mean, you were also saying, Wes, that in South Africa, they said, you know, you can't have cigarettes and alcohol like going into lockdown. So you said you that was the first thing that you rushed out to get. No food, by the way. Did you get food as well?
No.
Just cigarettes and alcohol.
Priorities.
Exactly. And I know they in Colorado, Denver, they were cutting out only doing necessities, and they said that they were going to shut down the liquor shops and where you could buy weed, and it caused such a frenzy that they just changed it again and opened it back up. So, I mean, it's like in Australia, they were cutting down necessities like the restaurants, cafes, et cetera, and all of that. And then they said that hairdressers can remain open. I love it. Our prime minister, who's got hardly any hair, says the hairdressers can remain open for 30 minutes or less. And I'm watching the news, his speech go, what woman or even most men I know can go to a hairdresser's and get their hair cut in 30 minutes or under? It's like, my hair is like a 3-hour gig, you know, with color and cut and foils and all that sort of stuff. So, but within 48 hours, they changed it and they said, oh, we realized that no one can get their hair cut in that time. So we've opened it back up. But it caused all this different information because by that time, so many salons had already gone to the place of going, oh, I'm going to close down. And then they actually get benefits from the government because they had to shut down. But now, because that rule is not in place, if they shut down, there's no benefits for them. So there's this whole, like, you know, chaos that's been instilled here, and people are looking for this answer, etc., of what to do next. And yet this is the place where it's like, it's just this, like, feels like this tug of war rather than if we are an interesting point of view of everything that is occurring, then what do you know and what can you choose? I mean, this is insane what is being created around the world right now with the, you know, the governments and all the people are creating more insanity by their points of view than if we were an interesting point of view, what we could create could be something totally different.
Yeah, it's so it's actually really interesting, Simone, that you say that. So one of my businesses is it's a salon, a hairdresser salon, and salons have been closed here for almost 2 weeks now. And if you just took the tool of interesting point of view and allowed or like applied it to the beauty industry right now, I mean, there would be so much change created. Like, just because so many people are going into the freak out of my business is closed, this is the worst thing ever, I'll never survive this, we're gonna go under, like all of just like the trauma and drama. And what you see happening, and you see this happening with like people stockpiling as well, is that one person has that point of view and then it just takes one more person to align and agree, and then all of a sudden you have this total mob mentality where everyone's like, well, I need to buy all the toilet paper, I need to buy all of the
Australia started that. I'm sorry, I apologize. Australia started that. You know, the big joke was, they were saying, it took one person, one person started that, like went into the supermarket and just stockpiled toilet paper. And then someone else, like you say, aligned and agreed with it and went, oh, maybe we should do that too. Maybe we should do that. And then it got on the news and then it just went like wildfire. It's like, yeah. And then I think America and Canada started doing it. And it's like, I don't know what's happening in the rest of the world, but it's like, guys, there's a, and even in our news, like the toilet paper companies were saying, we have enough toilet paper for you all. Like, stop it. Like, we have enough. It's not made in China. Yeah. It's like, it's made here. We've yeah. got this, you know. As soon as you align and agree with someone's point of view, then you create this fixed reality rather than being able to, you know, walk upon this earth functioning from interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. They have this point of view. Like, what if every time you watch the news, you were like, interesting point of view, they have this point of view. Okay, so what do I know? What am I aware of? And what can I create? And what can I change? And what can I choose today? And everything at that is times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And if you haven't heard the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, go and check out Dr. Dane here on theclearingstatement.com because he explains it brilliantly.
And I still love what you said about like being in traffic, because that's such a good analogy. Like when you have that fixed point of view and the frustration, you almost have like these, what do they call those? The blinkers that they put on.
Blinders.
And you can't see anything else possible. Whereas if you're an interesting point of view, say now you're stuck in traffic, you're an interesting point of view. You could choose to enjoy the nature around you. Or like now with the coronavirus, if you're so fixated on the trauma and the drama of it, it stops you from seeing the beauty in the world at the moment, because you have
to masturbate.
You can masturbate.
You can masturbate. You know, there's options, but if you're just stuck on, oh, there's traffic, this is crap, then are you going to open yourself up to the all possibilities available?
Exactly. You could listen to
everyone's this. Done it, haven't they? In the car.
We've all done it.
And if you haven't,
wait, have you really?
You're doing it now.
I haven't done it. No. apparently, I have not been in any really bad traffic. Y'all are just way quicker than I am.
You don't have to be in bad traffic. You can just be on a long drive. See? And everything that brings up for you, if you're listening or whatever, the rightness, the wrongness, that, oh my God, I can't believe they're talking about that. It's like destroy and uncreate it. Interesting point of view. You have this point of view. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. I mean, I was talking to someone the other day actually about, we were talking about sex and we were saying how, you know, people have a point of view that maybe something is perverted. The only reason why you have a point of view that something is perverted is because you have a judgment about it. But what one person looks at as sex and what somebody else looks at is just different. So again, it's like interesting point of view that you have this point of view about sex, interesting point of view, you have this point of view about money or what somebody else has, because if same thing, if you align and agree with someone's point of view, creates that fixed point of view. If you resist and react to someone's point of view, same thing, it locks you up just as much. So if you have an interesting point of view about everything, that is where you have total freedom.
Yeah. And you get it when you get it. But for me, that was always the value of interesting point of view. So when I started to play with it and realized that by shifting the energy and not having to be stuck on a point of view, I actually had choice. So like you're going back to sex and it's like, some people like to be tied up. Some people like, I don't know how far we can go on here, but it's like, you know, some people like some people love sex with just men. Some people love sex with just women. Some people love anal sex. Some people don't love oral sex. Like whatever that is, it's like when you get out of your point of view about it, it's then like you have a buffet and you can actually choose whatever is fun for you in that moment. But the minute you have a point of view, it locks you up so that you, like you said, Wes, you only have those blinders and that's all you can either choose or you put yourself in a position to constantly have to reject. So it's like using interesting point of view puts you in choice.
And with that too, it's like, it doesn't mean that you have to do everything, but if you don't have a point of view, then you can receive it all. And then that's when you get to choose. You're like, oh, you know what? I could choose this, but I prefer this. It's like, you know, when you say a buffet, even if you look at food, it's like when some people say, you know, I'm a vegetarian. It's like, okay, you're just functioning from a no choice universe. And I'm not saying you have to go out and eat meat, but what if every day you woke up and you had an interesting point of view about the food that you ate or you didn't eat, and you went, oh, what? And you spoke to your body, and it's like, body, what would you like to eat today? Or who would you like to eat today? And it's like, and then it went, okay, it doesn't choose to eat meat and you choose to eat vegetables. Okay, that's a choice. But if you take your, like, if you have a point of view, you take yourself out of choice. It's like, I mean, I heard Gary Douglas once, and I loved when he was saying about, you know, I mean, he'll bring up things like anal sex and that, so that people's points of view come up so that you can pop and pot it, and which is getting rid of your point of view. But he said, you know, it's like, you don't have to have anal sex, but if you have a point of view about it, then you stop receiving from anyone who actually does like anal sex. So everywhere that you have a point of view about anything, you limit what you can receive. And you're over here going, oh, I'd like more money to show up. I'd like my life to be different. Oh, yeah, with all of my fixed points of view, if you come out of your fixed points of view, then you receive more. It's that friggin' simple, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and where this tool, like for me, I get is so much bigger than what we think it is when, yes, when you choose to go beyond a fixed point of view, and when you choose to be interesting point of view with something, you create a reality beyond this reality that hasn't yet existed before. And you make that available for other people to choose too. Like with the anal sex example, like Paul and I were speaking about sex the other day, and anal sex happened to be the topic of choice. And we were talking about like how, like, you know, someone had been with a partner and they had never done anal sex and thought it was wrong. And, you know, partner came along and said, hey, well, I'm willing to try it if you are. It was a totally interesting point of view about it. And that opened up the space for him to choose it.
Yeah.
Just an example, crazy example of anal sex.
Yeah. Him or her. Yeah, but it is, but it's true. And it's like an anal sex has that energy to it that people go, oh, I can't believe we're talking about that. You know, that's not right to talk about that. Why the fuck not? It's like, so what if you could talk about anything and everything, which would get you to the place that anything and everything is actually available for you? And I don't know about you guys listening, but I like to live in a world where everything is available for me so that I have infinite choice. That's where I'm heading. That's what I'm asking for. And I'm continuously pock and potting myself anytime I have a point of view about something. So everything that is, and everywhere that you've decided that you have to have a point of view, because otherwise you cannot create your reality unless you have a point of view, will you pock and pod that right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pod all night, shorts, boys and beyonds.
I also, like, I love what you said about the point of view. So I always think about, like, if you're interesting point of view, it's total space. And so how often in this world, though, are we entrained to, like, reaction and or having something to, like, ping off of? And it's like, when you're interesting point of view, there's nothing to ping off of, because it's like you said, there's a buffet of possibilities. So it's like, how often do we, I had to exercise or use the exercise of interesting point of view in order to get myself out of reaction. Because that's what we're entrained to do, is always, that's how we know whether we're right or whether we're wrong, is if there's something to ping off of that gives us information. And then that's how we decide what path we're going to go down. Whereas if you're interesting point of view, you're choosing it because you can choose it and it's available to you. And there is no right and there is no wrong.
Yeah. And I mean, in this reality, when you react to something or somebody else reacts to you, and it's like, is that where you create the solidity of the point of view? Like, even if you're looking for a shock reaction, and it's like, okay, but it still validates something, rather than what if we never looked for validation? And what if we were willing to function from all possibilities again?
Yeah.
So we've got something available. What have we got available for everyone? Sounds like we've got a set of steak knives.
But wait, there's more.
How long is it again? We said it is 90 days. I forgot already. How organized are we?
90 days.
90 days, interesting point of view challenge with Joy of Business.
And yeah, where do people go to?
accessjoyofbusiness.com/IPOV. IPOV.
Okay. And you can join up for the 3-month challenge, which I think is so hysterical that it's on right now. That we have started, by the time you listen to this podcast, we actually have started already, started at 1st of April, which is what? Oh yeah, April Fool's Day. And you can join up for 3 months. And basically what we're doing in this group is just reminding you about the tool of interesting point of view and adding little, you know, different processes or, you know, videos, et cetera, or just, you know, questions, handy hints. And especially at this time, I think it's more prevalent than ever. So, and how much does it cost? It's 125 euro.
Yeah,
125 euro for 3 months. So a whole lot of people from all over the world. You don't need to have done Access Consciousness. It's this is, you know, one of the tools that we use. I mean, what we talk about in Access Consciousness is being in question, and using the tool of interesting point of view is being in question, because as hopefully you've been, you know, getting the energy of what we're talking about here, is it opens up to different possibilities. So you can go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/IPOV, I-P-O-V, and join up and play with us for 3 months and see if your life starts to change. Because how many of you have a point of view about money right now? Like the money that you are not going to earn, or the money you can earn, or how you earn money, or where you earn money, or when you earn money, rather than what if you relaxed and received and had an interesting point of view? I have this point of view about money. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view about money. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view about money. And you can put anything into there. I mean, relationships. I think some of the memes coming out at the moment are hysterical. One of my favorites was the video of the guy who he's being interviewed or something, and they say to him, okay, so you've got to go into quarantine. You've got some choices. A, you can go with your wife and child, or B, and he goes, B. B. I choose B. Yeah. That's great. As people were saying at one stage, there's going to be a lot of babies born around December. And I'm like, I don't know about that. It's like, there's people I know, because I'm like you, Wes. I live on my own. And yesterday I was mucking around going, I think I need to get a dog. I need to get something that I can cuddle, that I can hold, that I can touch, you know. But I live alone, and I was also looking at it like I was in a relationship for quite some time, and I had a stepson, and I'm walking around my house going, oh, thank God I'm here alone. If I actually lived here with my ex plus the child, my ex would have been fine. Brendan, who's been on this podcast a lot, we would have been fine because we were very good at giving each other space. But having a 14-year-old kid here as well, all right, interesting point of view, would have had to take a new level. And it's like, and how, I mean, they're saying, how are people going to come out of, you know, of this time? And someone said to me the other day, people are either coming out as chefs or alcoholics. And I went, I think I'm going sliding between both, because I have been cooking and I don't cook usually, but I have been playing new vodkas and, you know, so it's like this. And a friend of ours, Emily, said she's going to come out as a first grade teacher, alcoholic chef. And I'm like, there you go. Dude. You're discovering many more new things about yourselves.
It's true. Listen, there's nothing like a quarantine to help you learn about where all your points of view are locked up.
Exactly. So now more than ever, interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Okay. So accessjoybusiness.com/IPOV, and also go to accessjoybusiness.com and check out the classes that are online, because we've got a bunch of Joy Business facilitators around the world, and they've got lots of online classes. We've allowed them, they're all doing online classes until at least the end of May. So it doesn't mean that you can't stop your business and stop, you know, empowering and educating yourself on what next. And Business Done Different, the 3-day class, is a really different class. It's not like any other business class you've ever been to. And there's also like a 1-day class as well. So find a JCF, you know, near you or far away from you, because it doesn't matter. It's online. It's just the hours that you go. and see if you can change whatever it is that you've decided is now not working in your business and with your money flows, and create a different possibility.
Yep.
So, yeah. So thank you, Wes and Paula, for coming on this podcast with me today. I'm very grateful for you both.
And, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. I love the way that we can still interact and engage so much from all these different places in the world in quarantine. It's like, ah, you will not stop us.
Yeah, me too. Every time I get on a Zoom, I'm like, oh, that's my people.
Yeah, I know. Me too. It's like, I've noticed that on meetings and things like that, usually I'd be like, okay, can we finish this now? You know, but then it's like, oh, let's chat for a second. That's my interaction with people right now. So yes, I am actually out of quarantine a couple of days, and Chris Hughes in Australia and I, we were saying, because he's almost the same quarantine as me, and we're like, I bet you Australia goes into lockdown when we come out of quarantine. But we're like,
interesting point of view. You have that point of view.
Point of view. I have that point of view. There's nowhere to go anyway. I just like to get in my car and drive somewhere, and I don't know. But I mean, there's nothing's open, so but whatever. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us. If you like this podcast, please, you know, star it. You know, tell your friends, family, foe. It's like, why not listen to podcasts while you're home in quarantine right now? So thanks, Wes and Paula. I thoroughly enjoyed creating with you an interesting point of view. We have this point of view, 3 months, €125. Do it. Crazy if you don't. Interesting point of view. Maybe you're already crazy. Maybe we can't stop the crazy. All right. Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.